We know the story how Srila Prabhupada in 1965, he left his home in Vrindavan to travel to the Western world. On the Jaladuta, the cargo ship that carried him, he put a passage in his diary how much he was deeply feeling separation from his home in Vrindavan and his beloved lords who he would see every day, Radha Damodar, Radha Madan Mohan, Govindaji, Radha Gopinath, Radha Raman. But it was the instruction of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, that he make this journey to fulfill the wish of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that in every town and every village throughout the world, the holy names of Krishna will be chanted, and the path of pure unalloyed devotional service will be revealed. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was Krishna himself. He appears in the role of his own devotee. Internally, he is experiencing the happiness and the love of the supreme source of all love, Srimati Radharani. And externally, he is performing the duties and the activities of a devotee to teach us by his own personal example. Still, at times, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would reveal his identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. At such times, Lord Chaitanya would glorify his devotees. Sometimes it says he would be so enthusiastic to glorify those who were lovingly serving him that it appeared he had five mouths, sometimes many mouths. In the case of Vasudev Datta, who was willing to suffer perpetually so that you and me and everyone else could receive the happiness of Krishna consciousness. It says Mahaprabhu spoke with tears flowing from his eyes, with his limbs trembling, as if he had thousands of mouths. He was appreciating his devotee. To see from Lord Chaitanya's perspective is to get a glimpse into how dear and how important Srila Prabhupada and his sacrifice of compassion is to the Lord, how precious, how rare, and it is sacred it is to each and every one of our lives.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.